Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. October 3rd, 2023. Ask for coming closer together. Question. In many articles, Rabash writes that if you do not bring contentment to the Creator, then life is not worth living. It is a very strong feeling when I do not want to live if I do not do something for someone else. How do we come to this? Answer, we have to think about it all the time and ask the Creator to reveal to us what state we really are in when we improperly connect with Him. Question, after the Creator brings us closer to Him, we feel rejection from Him. Will the strength of these rejections increase as we advance? Answer, yes, the rejections will increase. It is necessary to overcome them together, not alone. When you try to do it alone, it will not work. We must discuss it with our friends and then turn to the Creator together. The Creator does everything explicitly or implicitly. But you have to constantly ask Him about coming closer together. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, August 25, 2023. To criticize oneself. Presenting hearts to the Creator. Question. Why does the Creator first need to break the heart and then heal it? Answer. Otherwise you will not feel that you have to gather your hearts with everyone else and then present them to the Creator. Question. What does it mean to present hearts to the Creator? Answer. To unite them among themselves and present them to Him so that He can fill them with Himself. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, September 17, 2023. Rosh Hashanah. From the toy reward to the real one. The correct work for bestowal, without expecting reward, means to think only about the friends and through them about the Creator, to want to help them in their spiritual work. It is necessary to keep this intention all the time, that is, to connect more and more and to try to raise this burden together for the sake of the Creator. Then we will see how each time we do it better and better despite the fact that the burden is getting heavier. The friends are in my heart because I want to connect with them in order to receive strength from them and pass to them all the strength that I have for the sake of our main common goal of raising and elevating the Creator above us. Here we have to make a choice in order to wish for a true spiritual reward. After all, by nature, we get a desire for egoistic fulfillment, like children dreaming of a toy car instead of a real car. Then we get smarter, and we already begin to neglect the toy reward, but we do not grow up to the real one yet. After all, to do this you need to connect with your friends and try to build this real car in your mind and heart together with them. This is how spiritual work begins. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, September 23, 2023. Concerning bestowal. Questions about spiritual work, 20. Question. The Creator completely controls us, but we do not permit ourselves to agree with this good governance. It is as if we are telling Him that I will fulfill everything that comes from you, but only to the extent that I agree. How can we agree here and now with the good governance of the Creator without thinking and analyzing, but going by faith above reason? Answer, we need to gradually create a desire in us that will lead us to the recognition that the Creator is good and He leads us to absolute goodness. This will gradually work out when we overcome all our disturbances. Question. What is this temple of holiness that we have to build? What is it built of? Answer. It is built from our good relationship between us and the correct attitude to the Creator. Question. Our task is to act. But if we do not have an intention yet, can the number of actions in spirituality turn into a quality, an intention? Answer. Of course it can. We must begin with the mechanical actions of coming closer to each other. In these actions, we will gradually discover completely different sensations and will come closer together and closer to the upper force. So, keep acting. Question. It is written that only the Kli performs the action. Why is the spreading of light not considered an action of the Creator? Answer: because it depends on our Kelim, vessels, we cause the spreading of light, that is, the revelation of the Creator. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, September 15, 2023. Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kippur, the day of judgment of ourselves. Yom Kippur, the day of atonement, and the days preceding it are the time of repentance, atonement of sins, requests, and prayers. A person must make a judgment of how this year went for him, what he did this year, and how close he got to the upper force, to the form that he was supposed to take according to the Creator's program. Of course, here we reveal how opposite we are to what we should be. The Creator deliberately shows us this difference so that we see it and condemn ourselves, and then ask and demand our correction from Him, which will allow us to get closer to Him. This is the meaning of the month of Elul, which means I am to my beloved, and the beloved to me. The light awakens a person from above and leads him to such calculation. A person himself would not be able to awaken and begin to judge himself in a new way. A person checks himself, how he was acting during the year, and how much he has changed during this year, how close he has come to the Creator. During this special time, we must try to become more sensitive to our connection with the friends and the way we are directed together toward the purpose of creation, and awaken ourselves and others to draw closer to the Creator and His nature of bestowal, love, and unity, and to judge ourselves to what extent we succeeded in this. When we feel how far we are from this, then we should pray and ask the Creator for help. From the third part of the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, September 18, 2023. Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. The Force Driving Us Forward. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Abba came down from their donkeys and kissed the donkey driver. They said, "What is all that wisdom that is under your hand, while you are driving our donkeys? Who are you?" He told them, "Ask not who I am, but I, and you shall walk and engage in Torah, and each shall say words of wisdom to illuminate the way." Zohar for all, the donkey driver. Donkey, Hamor in Hebrew, means matter, Homer. The sages bowed to the driver and asked him to lead them down the path of attainment of the Creator. In other words, you discover an upper force within, that seemingly drives you and leads you forward, because you still associate yourself with your donkey. And suddenly you realize this force is kind and doing good, and it leads you only to the highest attainments. From CabTV's introduction of the book of Zohar, September 3, 2023. Michael Leitman, on Quora. Is there any proof of the need for human connection? Nature itself provides no proof of the need for human connection. We can identify various examples of such a need for survival purposes, but there is no proof of such a need in nature itself. In our lives, we reach various forms of connection other than a human-to-human connection that is felt at the level of our emotions. In such a place, we need to bring ourselves to connect against our egoistic desire that constantly pulls in the opposite direction, that is, which aims at self-benefit over benefiting others, and using any kind of connection not for the benefit of everyone, but for the benefit of an individual or a group that benefits that individual. Only by connecting above the ego can we reach a harmonious connection, as it is written, as one man with one heart. However, human-to-human connection does not happen naturally and instinctively, as it does in nature's other degrees, the still, vegetative and animate. Specifically, connection is unique to the human level in that we resist and oppose each other according to our nature, as we can see throughout history, and that in order to truly connect, we need to rise above our egoistic nature. Based on the Daily Kabbalah Lesson on September 26, 2023. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.